Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, and we're going to finish off Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis in the second volume of the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah, and we'll start Mitz Hashem Kuf Tzadi Gimel. So we begin at the very top of this Daf with Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Im Toa HaMizamein B'Yasora V'Ha'onim, if they made a mistake in the benching. When you have 10 people, we talked in yesterday's share, you say, Nevarech Elokeinu, you say Hashem's name, Shachal Mishlo. Now you have 10 people, and the person who's leading the benching forgets to say Elokeinu. He just says, Nevarech Shachal Mishlo. And the Onim, the 9 respondents, or more, they also, Velo Hiskiru Elokeinu, nobody said Elokeinu. So then, Einam Yecholim Lachzor. Then it's too late. They lost it, their opportunity to say Zimun with the shame of Hashem. They were Yotzi already with Zimun, as the Mishnah Berurah will tell us, and you can't go back. However, Alva Madayin Lo Anu Acharav, if the person who's leading the benching said Nevarach Shachalu Mishalo, and there were 10 people totally present, so he could have said Nevarach Elokeinu Shachalu Mishalo, but nobody has yet answered. So then he can repeat himself and say Nevarach Elokeinu Shachalu Mishalo. In Madayin Lo Anu Acharav Yachzor V'Yizamein Bashem. Then he's allowed to go and repeat that section and say Nevarach Elokeinu Shachalu Mishalo, since nobody yet has responded, so he hasn't yet been Yotzi to Zimun. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud, Dibidiyevet Yotzu Bezimun Velo Shem. Without saying Elokeinu, they were Yotze. If he said it, the person leading the benching, and the 9 or more people that responded said Nevarach Shachal Mishalo, Baruch Shachal Mishalo, without saying Hashem's name, so then they were Yotze the Zimun. Vim Yochol HaMazamein Lachzer Acharkach V'lomar Baruch Elokeinu V'chulei, so can he now go and say it properly the second time? The way the benching goes is the mezamin says Nevarach Elokeinu Shachal Mishalo, and all the people say Baruch Shachal Mishalo. They're each supposed to say Elokeinu, but they didn't. Now the person who's leading the mezamin, he says again Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Mishalo. So he has a chance now to say it right. So what should he do? He messed up the first time. The respondents messed up, and now when he has one more chance, is he allowed to say Baruch Elokeinu, or does he have to do it wrong? Otzarech, the Mishnah Berurah says Lomar Gam came below shame. Or now, even though he could say it correctly, he's not allowed to say it because he missed it the first time, and the respondents missed it the first time. So the Mishnah Berurah says the other side of the coin is Tzorich Lomar Gam came below shame, Me'achar Sha'onim Amru Mitchila below shame. So this is a machlokis over here. What should he do? He messed up the first time, the respondents messed up. So when he says it the second time, should he say it correctly with the shame Elokeinu or not? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins Yesh Deos Ben Achronim. He says there are different opinions. He says, look in the Shari Tshuva. And the Shari Tshuva over here in Dibra Maskul B'Yasara says, he brings it down from the Likutei Pri Chadosh, who writes, Mashma Shegam HaMezamein Shuv Ein Lo Lahaskar Hashem. He says in the name of the Likutei Pri Chadosh that the person should say it wrong, intentionally. He should not say Baruch Elokeinu because they said it wrong the first two times, so he's not allowed to say Elokeinu now. However, the Shari Tshuva says that's incorrect. He hasn't lost anything by now saying it correctly. He says there's nothing wrong with the person saying it correctly now when he has the chance again to say it correctly. However, he brings down the Shiri Bracha, who says, in the name of the Tshuva Sarashbuk, Sivyad, he says, the Imkvar Anu Achrav Gamhu Hivsid. If the people all answered wrong, he says you're not allowed to go and say it. So this is the machlokes of the poskim the Mishnah Berurah alluded to. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, Ulukuli Amwa, Imhem Amru B'Shem. The bottom line is, if he said it incorrectly wrong, Nevarech, and he forgot to say Elokeinu Shachal Mishalo, but they all answered, Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Mishalo, then certainly, Yochol Gamu, Lach Zavaloma, Baruch Elokeinu V'chule. Then he also can answer correctly the second time, even though he missed it the first time, since the respondents said it correctly when they responded. Even though after Nevarech Amar below shame, even though he said it the first time without saying Elokeinu, the issue foot number 11 brings down. V'im zimnu bi'askaras Hashem shelo letzorech. What happens the other way around? You have 3 people, and by accident somebody says Nevarech Elokeinu. So he brings down from the tzlach in brachos shenechshev is birchasam ki bracha sheinotzricha. This is an inappropriate bracha. It's a bracha that was unnecessary. Bracha sheinotzricha. And the Prima Gadim adds, his topic, lav shalo sisa. The Prima Gadim suggests maybe this is even saying Hashem's name in vain. And he says that the root of this suffix is as follows. Is it rak hamevarech bracha she'enu tzricha b'shem u'malchus over alo sisa? Is it only a person who says an actual baruch atah Hashem without having to have said that? Is that called being over lo sisa shem Hashem? Or kol shemaskar Hashem levad. Anytime you say Hashem's name, even if it's not in the nusach of a bracha, is included in this lo sisa. And he's left with a suffix on this.
The Eshel Avraham Yibachach brings down a more lenient opinion, and he says, as long as you said Baruch Elokeinu, Eino Matbea Baracha Bishum Mokum, that's not a full-fledged bracha in any place. It's Rach Shevach Lashem Yisbaruch, so he seems to say that that would not be such a problem. He then brings down the Ketzoser Shulchan, who's also in the Supik over here. Imeim Tzrich Loma Baruch Shem Kvod Machosol Yom Vued. Normally, when you say Hashem's name, you say, if you said it inappropriately, you say Baruch Shem Kvod Machosol Yom Vued. That's why when we put on Tfilin Sharosh, being Machloki, should you not make a second bracha? So we say, after we put on our Tfilin Sharosh, for Ashkenazim who say this, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Machosol Yom Vued after we said the bracha. So he's Mesupik, should you or should you not say that over here as well? Then we finish off the simon with the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Aleph. He writes that if the respondents hadn't answered him, so if he said it incorrectly, Nevarach, and he forgot to say Elokeinu, as long as the respondents haven't answered, he's allowed to then repeat himself and say Nevarach Elokeinu Shulchal Mishalo. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Kivin Shalo Anu Adayin, since they haven't responded, Lo Niskayim Mitzvah Zimun. Therefore, the Mitzvah Zimun hasn't been fulfilled. The Hevi Kilichatchila, and this is no different than just starting off and saying it right the first time. His saying Nevarach without saying Elokeinu was essentially nothing. And therefore, now we can repeat, Nevarach Elokeinu, Shechalu Mishalo, since they haven't yet responded. The issue foot number 12 discusses what happens if some people responded, some people didn't respond, Ayin over there in the issue foot number 12, and this concludes Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis. Now we begin Kuf Tzadi Gimel, the halachos of being mitztari for the Zimun, combining together people to make the three minimum necessary to bench Bezimun. Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Shneim she'achlu, two people that ate together. Afal pi shebirchas hamotzi poter echod es chavero. Even though by hamotzi one can be motzi his fellow man with the habirach of hamotzi. So even if there's only two of them, Reuven can be motzi Shimon. They both have to have in mind Reuven to be motzi, Shimon to be yotzei. So that's perfectly good by hamotzi. However, by benching, you shouldn't be having one person be motzi the other person in this situation. And instead, the Mechaber says mitzvah lecholik, they should separate. Reuven should bench by himself, and Shimon should bench by himself. One should not be motzi the other. When is this talking about? Under what circumstances? When both of them know how to say birchas hamazon, then they should separate. Reuven should bench separately, Shimon should bench separately. However, but if one of them knows how to bench, Reuven knows how to bench, but Shimon's about shuvah, he doesn't know yet how to bench. So then, in this situation, Mevarach HaYodea, the one who knows how to bench, Reuven, can be motzi v'yotzi Hasheni, can in fact say the benching out loud, have Shimon listen, and Shimon will be yotzi in that fashion. As long as, in Maven Lashon HaKodesh, as long as Shimon understands Hebrew. So he's an Israeli who doesn't know the proper way how to bench, but if you listen, he can understand what you're saying. He just doesn't have the nusach. Let's say there's no sitter over there, so he doesn't know it by heart. But if you say it, he'll understand it. So then in that situation, Shimon can be yotzei with Reuven. When a person is being yotzei in this fashion, the Mechaber continues and he says, he has to listen to every single word that is being said and intend to be yotzei with them. And the Rama adds, and the person who's benching should have in mind to be yotzei that other person. The Chofetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaskel V'Tzarech V'Chule in the Bir HaLacha says that this is Din is Li'ikuva. If you don't have in mind to be Yotzei, then you in fact are not Yotzei even B'Dievet. Unless Im Lo Shiyodeya Sheshama Kol Ponim Ikre HaBrachos U'Psichoson V'Chesimoson. Ideally, she did the whole bracha, but as long as you heard the essential part of the bracha, plus the beginning and the end part, the Psicha and the Chesima with the actual bracha, then you would be Yotzei B'Dievet. Furthermore, the Chofetz Chaim says, "V'da'od, you should know further, if you were drifting off to sleep while you were listening to benching that somebody else was being yotzei with, you are not yotzei, as is muchach in the Bir Hagro, the explanation of the Vilna Gaon. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside, Sivkot Aleph. He explains as follows. The Mechaber is telling us over here, Rotsu Lomar, by the bracha v'amotzi, af l'chadchilo yocho kolechot lotzei sebirchas chavero. No problem l'chadchilo to have one person be motzi another person. That's the normal way that one can be fulfilling this mitzvah by listening to somebody else, as long as the other person is eating also. So he's making a motzi for himself, so you can be yotzi with the motzi. This is in fact the way we do it every Shabbos. But by benching, it's different. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis explains, mitzvah l'cholik by benching, klomar. The afal gav de b'dieved, even though the halach is the b'dieved, ach b'birchas hamozum b'vada yotzei ha'idei choveiro, you can be yotzei l'chatchila even with a friend. However, we don't allow you to do that, and you would only be yotzei b'dieved. Nevertheless, mikol makum lechatchila mitzvah lecholik. So even though you might be yotzi b'dieved, we tell you lechatchila to go and not do this, but to separate. Why? Vatam, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the reasoning is shechilku bein birchas hamazon liamotzi, because we make a distinction between benching and the washing and the saying of hamotzi. The bechila sasulu by hamotzi shekovim lecho yachta. When two people are being motzi one with the other with hamotzi, it's because they're intending and in fact sitting down together to eat. Daiton litzdarit. It's by definition that they're combining together to eat. As opposed to masha enkei b'sof asuda, as opposed to benching, which is the end of the meal, daiton liparid zemizeh. That concludes their meal, and they're going to separate. Therefore, hilchot tzarich levarach kolecha liatzon. Therefore, each one has to bench to himself. Another tam, another reason, v'yesho tam, mishum de bevechas amazon daraisach mirba. By benching, which is daraisa, the rabbis were strict. And therefore, the Prima Gadim says, "Ayn in the Prima Gadim shekasa denochel lochesh l'tamar rishon." We should be concerned about the first reasoning. So, therefore, even in the situation, "Akein afim lo ochal kedesviya," even when you didn't eat on a deraisa level that you'd be chayiv in benching, you only ate a kizayis, but you didn't eat to satiri. The chiyuvo rakmi the run, and therefore the benching is only be the rabbanon. So, according to the second reason, then you could be mitzdarif and have one be motzi the other. But according to the first reason, then each person should still go and make their own benching because they're separating over here, and that is the opposite of being mitzdarif, and therefore one should not bench and be motzi somebody else. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin lekam in Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin Siv Dalib in Mishnah Berurah, where these dina will be discussed in more detail if one person can be motzi another person and under what circumstances. Sivkot and Dalit, Shechavin Lotzio, they each have to have intention to be motzi one to the other and to intend to be yotzi with the other person. The Gam Mashomet Tzorch Shechavin Lotzis, both of them, as I pointed out, have to have in mind each one, the one who's being motzi to be motzi the other person, the one who's being yotzi to be yotzi by the other person. Kemosh Kaz of Sim Reshut Gimel Sif Gimel, as will be discussed later on in Shulchan Aruch, and Ayin B'Mashik Asav L'Sham, they will also be discussed in greater detail. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Avolim eino meivin, but if the person doesn't know, Ruvain speaks Hebrew and is benching, and Shimon doesn't know, he's about tshuva, but he doesn't speak Hebrew, and he doesn't understand Hebrew. Eino meivin, eino yotzi b'shmira. Then he cannot fulfill his obligation to listen to benching, according to the Mechaber, just by listening if he doesn't understand the words. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Hei explains, Ulefizeh, based upon this, Hanoshim yivarchu liatzman, women who in general in those days were not scholarly, they didn't learn in yeshiva, they were often illiterate, so then they have to bench themselves, they can't be yotzi with somebody else, because that other person will be saying it and they won't understand what he's saying. Vuadin amaritz, and the same thing would apply to a man if he doesn't understand the benching. Kishenu meivin birchas amotzio. If he doesn't understand the benching, so he can't be yotzi with somebody else. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. But then the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the name of Rashi and the Rimi Korbil and the Kolbo and others, and he says, V'yesh poskim shesovrim, there are these poskim who hold shebeloshon hakodesh yotzi odim idei chovoso no matter what. Bishmiya afal pi she'eno meivin haloshon. By Hebrew, by loshon kodesh, you are yotzi even if you don't understand the word. As opposed to Masha Ein came Bishar Lashonis by other languages, by English, by French, anything, the Lekuliyam Ein Yotzei Im Eno Mevin Aloshon. Everybody agrees that if you don't know that language, then you aren't Yotzei with it, even though you heard every word. The Chein HaMinog, and likewise the Minog is Shenosim Yotzei Tzidei Chavosim Bishmiyot Meha Mevarech. Women are Yotzei, in fact, when they listen to benching from somebody who's benching in Hebrew, Afa Pisha Eno Mevinos Klal, even though they don't understand the word of Hebrew, they would be Yotzei. Vafilu bekiddush, and this applies not only by benching, which may not be a benching daraisa if they didn't eat to satiety, but this would apply even by kiddush, which is shehu daraisa lekuliyam l'anoshim, that everybody agrees because zohar and shomer b'dibur echad, so anybody who's obligated in the los atzeis of Shabbos is also obligated in the zohar, in the atzeis of Shabbos. So women are obligated mid daraisa to hear kiddush on Shabbos, and therefore, even though they don't understand the word of the kiddush, they can be yotzi with somebody else. And this is true, afilu hochi yotzis bishmira. Even though they don't understand the word, they can be yotze. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'chein amei ha'aretz, likewise, an ignorant person, a person who doesn't know Hebrew, af b'sheinu mevinim divrei ha'mikadesh, even though they don't understand the word, they are yotze as well, based upon these rishonim that hold that you don't have to understand Hebrew in order to be yotze with it. Umikom makom, however, the Mishnah Berurah does say, yoser tov shiyomru achri ha'mevorech v'ha'mekadish mila b'mila b'lachash im efshulhem. It would be better to be yotzei all the poskim if they were to say the word quietly to themselves as they hear the person saying it, if they're capable of doing so. So to hear the person saying Baruch, they should say Baruch. Atah, atah, say Hashem's name, they say Hashem's name. So even though they may not be able to say it on their own, if they listen to somebody that can repeat that word, that would be ideal. Because in this fashion, debazei yetzul kol poskim, there would be yotzei, even the poskim would say that if you don't understand it, you can't be yotzei by listening to somebody. But everybody agrees if you don't understand it, you can be yotzei by saying it. And the Mishnah says, even when you do understand it, it's better that you say along word for word, even though you don't by heart, so you'll say it along word for word with the person who is saying it, rather than just relying upon listening to them, because it's very difficult to hear the entire benching and hear every single word. But if you say every word with the person who's saying it, that will definitely make sure that you say every word, and you'll definitely be yotzei. And this has already been discussed, la'el, b'simen kuf pei gimel siv zayin, ayin sham, for further details. Then the Mechaber tells us, if three people ate together, Einam Rashayim L'cholek, as opposed to two that have to be Mechalek, three are not allowed to be Mechalek. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains, once they've eaten together, they're obligated in Zimun. Dishavut number 7 has a very interesting discussion about what happens if a person, let's say, goes to a chasana, and he's not going to be able to stay till the end. So he brings down, in the name of many achronim, including Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, that a person should, in this situation, say out loud, should declare, I do not wish to be mitzvah for everybody else, and certainly if there's a reason that he has to leave the wedding early, one can rely upon this. This certainly applies to exempt one from the obligation to bench all 10 together. It's questionable whether this can work to prevent you from being obligated in Zimun, and certainly it would be preferable if you could at least get two other people to bench with you b'Zimun in this situation, but you don't have to stay till the end and hear all the Sheva Brachos. That certainly is the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and many others. If you can get 10 together, so then you also don't have to stay for the Sheva Brachos. That would certainly be acceptable, but it would be certainly preferable if you did stay for the Sheva Brachos if at all possible. Finally, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that if you change your mind, you can be mitzdarif as long as you still have a kezayis with everybody else. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, you should know, the Mishnah Berurah here brings down the opinion that you only have the chiyuv of zimun if you eat bread. If you ate just fruit, even if they are fruits from the 7 species, lo, then you're not obligated in zimun. You chayv in a bracha achrona, but you're not obligated in zimun. As we will learn, as we learn there, that there is no such thing as zimun by peros. However, others disagree. V'yesh machmir in the Mishnah Berurah says, b'shiva minim atzricho zimun. Others say you should have a zimun when you eat the zayin minim, and you should therefore make an ala milchi or ala eitz together with zimun. Therefore, in order to get around this problem, it's best not to have three people eat together from the shiva minim. To get around any machlokas over here, involved over here, should you should not make zimun, this is brought down the name of the Bach. Then he brings down the Birkei Yosef Kosav, Shaminuk Poshu, Likbo, Kam, Anoshim, Aperos, Mishiva Minim. He says that people did make zimun on the Shiva Minim, the Chen Lako Pasabo Bekistan, and they also did it for Pasabo Bekistan. Again, to get around this machlokas, better not to eat them or to say that you're not going to be mitzvah together, and this week exempts you from zimun. Then the Mechaber says, if two people eat together, shnayim shochlu, mitzvah sheyachzuru achar shlishi, should start in zimun. In order to include themselves in the bracha of zimun, they should try to get a third person to join them and eat something with them. And even v'chein arba o chamisha, also in the cholik. And even 4 or 5 people eat it together, so if 1 or 2 leave, you still have a zimun, you're not allowed to separate, because those people that are leaving are going to miss out on the zimun. Shekulim nischayvu b'zimun. All of them are obligated in zimun, and all of them should therefore bench together. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin explains, hainu mumayim bebesam. That's when you're talking about two people are eating together, and they look for a third person to join them. Mitzvah litin lo dover ma lechol kidei shi'tzdarif yimam. To go ask this third person to join them and eat something with them. And if certainly if it's a waiter, Shane Darkum Lechol Ito Biyachad, he normally doesn't eat with them. Mitzvah Shikrula Lechol Itam Kadesh Yuchlu Zamin. Invite him over and have him eat something in order to have the Zimun Bracha. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to look for a third person if you're two. However, Pashut Dimu Echot in Sarach Lazarach Shnaim. If you're only one person, you don't have to go find two people to join you, so you can bench with Zimun. Sivkot and Tes, when you have 4 or 5, you're not allowed to separate. Kolomar, afapish im yelech echod yisharu shloshi vizamer. Even if one of the 4 people left, you still have 3 to make a zimun. Me call Malcolm, who lo yotzi de chavaso. The other guy, though, who left, is going to miss out on zimun. Shagam hu nischayeb zimun, and therefore all 4 have to bench together. Now, Mishnah Machaber continues and says, Shisha, if you have 6 people, nechlokim, you can divide up into 2 groups of 3. Kivin shiyashar zimun lechol chabura. So if 3 want to bench and 3 still want to eat, the 3 can go and bench and the other 3 will continue eating and then they'll bench afterwards bezimun and it's not a problem. And you can do this out of sari. You can break it up in any way. 3 and 4, 3 and 5, 4 and 4. That's not a problem until you get to 10. However, once you get to 10, v'oz ein nechlokim at shiyashrim. Then you can't break up until 20. Kivin shiyashayiv v'yaskar sashem. Because now each group has an obligation to go and say Nevarach Elokeinu, they have to say Hashem's name. So if they break up into anything less than 10 and 10, they're going to miss out on the saying of Hashem's name. This concludes today's shiur.